advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Welcome to the questions and some answers episode of the Sofa King podcast. This is not our normal episode. This is where we answer some questions or don't answer them if we don't want to.
True.
And we just kind of talk about random stuff. We don't really have any sort of topic on this particular episode. So we just kind of ramble on and make up things as we go. Don't really have any particular direction that we're going to go. We just kind of do it in a flow that we feel is necessary for this particular show that is not our normal show. So just wanted to get that out of the way.
Yeah. So in summary, this show is a little bit different than our regular show, because our regular show, we research a topic and we discuss that topic. But in this show, we don't do it that way. In this show, instead, we answer some questions. But then sometimes there's questions that are asked that we decide not to answer because we might not want to answer that question. But unlike our regular show, where we research it and then talk about things in sort of a linear progression, in this show, instead, in some summary, to be short, we just sort of talk about some questions that fans posted and then we answer them instead of our regular show.
Yeah. So to reiterate that, this is not our regular show. We just want to talk about some things, do an easygoing show that we just kind of answer some questions.
As it were, that
maybe the fans maybe gave us on some sort of social media, such as FaceTube or NeckBook,
U Plants,
or some sort of Instaberry. And we get on there and we look at those questions and we kind of answer them, or sometimes we don't want to answer them.
For example,
we don't answer them. And so it's kind of like that thing that we do where we just sit here and talk and ramble and make a show from nothing, pretty much. So I kind of like these because it's pretty amazing and it's something that we can do on the fly and we don't really have to take our time to do it. And it's a fun and just kind of a fluffy thing that we like to do.
It's more casual.
It is more
casual. It's less structured.
It is.
We don't research in advance.
Yeah. You're right. And something else that it's playful.
Per se.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, do you concur, Brent?
My Youberry account got shut down. What was it called? Instaberry. My Instaberry account got shut down, but I still have my Youplants account. Yeah. I was like, God, should I just stop them? Will they keep doing it until I stop them? Man, a bunch of people tried to check out our podcast for the first time. Like, fuck these guys. Damn. You know what's sad though, dude, is I've tried to check out a bunch of podcasts and fucking that shit is not far off with some forced laughter in the middle of it at some point. Man. That shit was rough.
Yeah. I think some people do podcasts and they're just not ready. They're just not ready to do the podcast.
I think Instaberry is like dehydrated fruit that you just add water to.
I think so.
But U-Plants, that's U-plant? The entire video network of houseplants.
That's right.
I like it.
That's right. That's where we first discovered El Yucateco.
On U-Plants?
We saw some U-Plants
habanero
videos.
Yeah.
What about face neck?
I think you plants should be like dudes that are super into houseplants. Like, hey man, long time since I posted a video, but I just want to show you guys this new ficus that I got. It's doing really well. The moderate temperature in here, ambient 68 degrees. I'm trying some new nutrients. I got it on a 16:8 light cycle, and it seems to be really happy, you know. So I just want to show you guys that. If you hadn't seen it, make sure you subscribe and click on the bell to notify you of new episodes. Next week, I'm going to be talking about spider plants. So check that out. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
No?
Okay.
No.
So
I totally watched that.
Some questions.
Yeah. And some answers.
So if you didn't know, on Facebook, every week we post the summary for this show, or like the, what is it, a clip?
Highlight clip, yeah.
Highlight clip for the current questions and answers. under that in the comments section on Face Nugget, you're going to ask a question.
Yes.
Could be anything.
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 Anything at all.
And we might answer it.
We might. Or we might entirely skip it.
Right.
And not answer it.
Yeah.
So for example,
you could ask anything.
Yes.
So this is one of those anything.
Anything
this,
at all.
This one, no one was very deep and philosophical on this one. Yeah, there's a whole lot of
them kind of get there. Matt Kirby asks, what do you make of this JFK document release bullshit?
I don't think that I have no trust that there's any legitimacy to, like, how do we know that they released it all?
Well,
you know what I mean?
They didn't, because there's still documents under a 6-month review that President Trump said that he absolutely cannot release. So there's some shit in there.
Yeah.
We already know that the government conspired
all these years wasn't
to kill.
Long enough.
Yeah. The government conspired to kill JFK.
Like,
I mean,
it's common sense. They're going to release that one memo that says the mob did it. Like, give me a fucking break. It's just going to be, it's just a whole new generation of fucking bullshit documents for conspiracy theorists.
No, Freedom of Information Act. I had to do it. I had no choice. I had to release it. That's just a generic politician right there. Yeah. I don't know who that is. No. But there's nothing binding them to.
I mean, I'm curious to see what comes
out of
it.
They'll make sure that doesn't happen.
But it's like, I don't fucking trust any of it. And I don't think anything really astounding is gonna fucking come out.
I think if you trust our government, you're in a bad spot.
I think absolutely everyone involved has to be dead, and I just don't think we're quite there yet. There's some old fucking rich fucking white dude that's still gonna get in trouble for it.
Bush is still alive.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. This is from Terry McGee. It's a rough one.
God.
I got no lyrics on this. I saw
my question is a challenge. You each have to rap a verse from either Kid Rock or Limp Bizkit song of your choice.
That's not gonna happen.
I fucking don't know any.
I don't either.
Like ba with the ba, the bang the bang. I sort of got that in my head. That's much
just
as I
the
know.
Chorus.
Yeah, and then Limp Bizkit. I can't even think of one.
I don't know any Limp Bizkit songs. I would say from Kid Rock. I'm the J O E to the
you did
C.
It all for the nookie.
I'm the J O E to the C ho. Call me Joe C. Got more game than Coleco. I'm a freak ho. Call me sick. 3'9" with a 4-foot dick.
There you go. Dave had some.
That's it.
Yeah.
But I guess that really isn't from Kid Rock. It's from Joe C.
It's
from a Kid Rock song.
I don't listen to Kid Rock. Never have.
I listened to the first album or two that he did.
Limp Bizkit. Fucking that was fucking high school, a long time ago. Like,
sorry, Terry. We just don't have it.
Terry.
I represented. I don't even know any song from Limp Bizkit. So.
That nookie one's all
nothing. Patty Larson asks, what are you / did you and your kids / dogs dressing up as on Halloween?
I think you misread that. It's Fatty Lardson.
Fatty Lardson.
Or no, we came up. What was the other one? It was
Brad
Petiti,
figured out.
Petiti.
Brad figured out that she could
Petiti
be
Larson.
Her name could be twisted to a fat person or a skinny one.
It's Petiti Larslim. Or Fatty Lardson. So she's fat.
That's a Brad
skinny.
Mind project for the
that
record.
Is.
But all I did was go, you're right. That is a very unique name that allows you to make it slim or fat by switching that. Yeah.
Anyway.
So her question is, what did you and or your kids or dogs dress up as on Halloween?
I was naked. Yeah. It was awkward. My neighbors already don't like me,
right,
as we know. And that's the only house I trick-or-treated repeatedly.
You stick your dick in the door
hole? Yeah, right through the door hole.
Where the knob should be?
Mm-hmm. There was a knob there, all right.
Mm-hmm. Wrong one.
Yeah. What's funny is he knows there's not a knob there, and he still grabbed it when I knocked. He tried to open
it. It's habit.
Yeah, it was like natural instinct.
You stick it through it.
And then you just said, oh, so you want the treat, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I put a cock ring on, and then I sprayed
it. Wait, is that a trick or a treat?
I put chrome face paint on my dick, and I stuck it through the hole, just the head.
Is that the trick or the treat? That's what I want to know, because it could be either,
it's
depending
both.
On how you
it's
take
both,
it.
It's both, because it was a real treat for me when I tricked him, so...
And I'm going to spoil the illusion, and even though this comes out on Thursday, Halloween still hasn't happened yet because it's in a couple days. But my intention is...
Or has it? It's an illusion.
Exactly. My dogs...
Call him David Copperfield.
...will
sometimes.
Be dressing up like dragons from Game of Thrones.
Nice. You're doing the ice one too? Is one of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. You have too many dogs though.
We have three.
Oh, really? I thought you had four.
You did. Thanks for bringing it up.
No, because I thought you had five.
Nope,
not made
four.
So, I don't know, because we're doing this before. I'm not dressing up because I'm not an idiot.
Fuck that.
And I don't support it. I don't condone it.
And actually, my kids are gone for Halloween. I mean, they might get back that day, but we didn't buy costumes or anything. So I'm going to have to like leave my house or something or turn off the lights and hide, pull that thing.
I just remembered. I was going to say, I forget what my boy's going to be. He's two, but we got him a llama suit. So he's going to be a llama.
Nice.
And then my daughter, one of them's going to be a witch and the other one's going to be Dorothy, I guess.
We should do some mashup and get him like a robe and make him the Dalai Lama somehow, like mix it up.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Yeah. Like put a cloth loin on him.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Okay.
That's it.
So there you go.
Sorry, fatty.
Joshua Brick Lauderdale says, so beyond sticking genitalia in eye sockets, what is each of your favorite pastimes?
Who sticks June's? Is Brad fucks eye sockets? Is that
I don't know. I'm ignoring the first half of the question. Okay. And I'm just moving for
fingers. I just want to feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, man? I'm so fucking busy. I don't even know what the fuck I would do if I had time, honestly. I guess play guitar. Like, I'm not into video games and shit. This is kind of my pastime. Like, I'll be honest, I've had a lot of fun making those Patreon things, even though I'm like rushed for time. That's been kind of fun. Doing the podcast, marketing for the podcast. I'm kind of a fucking nerd. That's sort of what I like, is the podcast stuff. Because I haven't had any free time to do anything else, I wouldn't even know. But I guess play guitar would be the only leisurely thing I could think of.
I'm a huge fucking nerd. I'll say right away, my number one leisure activity is reading.
Yeah. Like, you know, that's not me.
If I have downtime, I just want to read. It's all I want to fucking do. Especially like when it's not fucking Bakersfield, my balls hot, sweaty outside. Like when it's cold out or when it's nice out.
How long will you sit and read for?
I just want to fucking read. I'll read all fucking day. I'll take breaks. I'll get up and walk around, take the dogs for a walk, you know, do whatever. But never I can read.
I cannot sit still that fucking long.
I can read
long.
All
wish.
Fucking day. One time when my dad was alive, he took us to Hawaii. We stayed in Hawaii for 8 days and I read 9 novels.
No fucking way.
Yeah. That's all I did. Jesus the fucking Christ. Moment I woke up and the moment I went to sleep, all I fucking did was sit on the beach and read and drink okay. my
Speedy Black Zalas.
What are those
there?
Nancy novels? It was those though.
Nancy Drew.
That's what it was though. That's how you got through them so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were in like 20 font.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Arial 20 font.
Yeah. And I wish I was normal. Like I don't have, there's not one thing like.
Oh, for a while, jiu-jitsu was cool though, right? I mean, we did that.
Yeah, but it wasn't
every day.
It was like
noon.
Like, yeah, but I do everything. Like, I can't pick one. There's not one. I get bored of stuff.
Too.
Like, I get bored of stuff. Like
serial hobbies.
Yeah, like I'll be in fucking RC cars. I'll go spend like $5,000 and then fucking change hobbies. Like,
that's true. Sell it for $2,500. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I just can't. I can't. I do music.
You did guns for a while. You did music for a while.
I still do. I still do. That's the problem.
Shit, you made
right.
I don't have time. Like I'm fucking.
Brad fucking made soap for a while.
Yeah, 3-gun. Yeah, shooting. Competition shooting. Making soap. Like I find all kinds of weird shit to do. Like I almost wanted to start painting figures. Like I like painting. Fucking.
I do like painting figures.
Riding dirt bikes. Building cars. Fucking building jeeps. Fucking building
muscle
cars.
Some girl had a nerdgasm over you painting figures.
Oh god.
She can take those figures.
Yeah, if you need a girlfriend, you got one. She was like, real excited about figure painting.
Stuff them up her dry vagina.
Yeah. I was wet at this point, but the rest of the year might be dry.
Nerds that nerdy don't get wet. Like, I mean, Dave, is this making your vagina dry talking about it?
A little bit.
It's fucking, yeah.
Okay. Zachary Bills starts his question with, please God, which is odd. Please God, tell us your top 3 favorite musicians / bands, why you love them, and how they influenced your life.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Damn. I know I'm going to suck at this one. Like, I'm just not. I mean, it's weird. I'm into
Hall
music.
& Oates.
Yeah, Hall & Oates.
Well, Willie Nelson's
Willie
one.
Willie Nelson for fucking sure. I don't know, man. I don't have, like Brad's hobby question. We suck, man. I would fail at Fight Club. You're supposed to know like your last meal, like have all these answers, like your life figured out, or you can just answer like right away, like what's your favorite ice cream? Mint chip, you know?
No, that's
last meal. Boom, boom. Just pick shit. But
I would say Prince, Tom Waits, Trent Reznor. Those are my top 3.
Tom Waits.
Reznor. Yeah.
What's who is that?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in a band? He's a singer for your band? No,
Tom Waits
isn't. Yep, and nothing I would know. Like, that's super popular.
Just look him up.
No, either when you tell someone you like Tom Waits, they're either like, oh, fucking, that's awesome. Or they're like, I've never heard of fucking Tom Waits.
Yeah.
Those would probably be nice.
Yeah. Willie Nelson, Bob Marley. I don't know. I don't really have some crazy shit like that. I love screaming Weezer with my kids in the car. We sing fucking Weezer at the top of our fucking lungs. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. It's always fun.
You got any to float to the top?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, right. Tay-Tay, we call her.
I think they hooked up, so that works out.
Tay-Tay, yeah. And going with the old one, you know, throwback, Selena.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yep. Okay. We already know, this is from Carmen Labarces. Carmen Labarces. We already know what Dave Moten will say.
No, do you? Yeah, I don't think you do.
But if you're at a store and the cashier doesn't charge you for something,
we do know.
Oh, we do know it.
Do you point it out to them or keep your mouth shut? If you don't say anything, do you consider this stealing or no, because it was an oversight by the cashier?
So, I mean, I've been in that situation a ton of times in my life, to be honest.
I've gotten a pack of free waters here and there.
No,
you put them in the bottom.
Brad strategically hopes for that scenario.
I don't care.
You save $3.80 or some shit for a case of water.
Buys you lunch.
No, man, I've had it happen a bunch of times. Like, and my fear is like the cashier's going to get in trouble or something. I've had people like at Taco Bell give me way too much change back, where I hand them a 20 and they give me like $24 back. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, you they're going to
how does that even work? You hand them a 20 and they give you 24.
They just fucking get
a 50.
Fumbled up. Like too many things. Yeah, I don't know. Jesus like people Christ. Get weirded out. Sometimes they look at how much
and they
you
want
owe.
$15.
I've had people
hour.
Give me what I was supposed to pay back. They get confused, like, oh, $17.30. And then they give me that back in change. And I've
Christ.
Always given it back because I'm like, that fucker's going to get fired. Yeah. What am I getting? Some free fucking tacos?
Right.
And then the same thing, like, I did have that happen a couple times in stores. And I was just like, hey, you didn't charge me for this. Like, and I paid for it. It's, I don't know. That kind of shit bothers me.
For the most part, I'm very, if there's something and I didn't get charged for it, I pay for it.
Yeah.
I have a couple times walked out, didn't realize that they didn't charge me for something. And, you know, I didn't go back in, but I mean,
and here's the thing for me, if I notice it when I'm checking out, I'm 99% of the time going to say, hey, you didn't charge me for that thing.
Right.
If the guy's a fucking dick,
that doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. It absolutely fucking matters.
If I'm in Walmart.
If I'm someplace and the guy, someone's a fucking dick or someone's like fucking being shitty, which fuck isn't him. Likely to happen.
I
that combination.
Dave just starts convincing himself. I don't like the way he said, have a nice day.
But the thing is,
I don't like the way you're smiling at me, man.
The main thing is if I walk out and I notice it after, like if I'm like at the car and I'm like, oh shit, I had that water under my cart, you know, it depends. If it's a mom and pop store, I would absolutely go back in right away.
No,
and
you're
I would
a piece be of like, shit.
Because the person who owns that store is going to fucking take a hit for a couple of bucks. Right. That's not cool. If it's a fucking major chain and I'm already at my car,
the mom and pop store is already fucking you. They're already charging you twice as much.
Dave's like, whoa,
you already paid.
Hand me that receipt slower, man. I don't like the way you're fucking smiling.
No, in general, I don't want the person to get in trouble, so I'm going to fucking pay for it.
I don't care
about
the person,
et cetera.
I don't care.
But if they're some like fucking, if they were just a fucking dick or something, then no, I probably wouldn't.
What do you mean, see you next time?
I don't, what do you mean, have a nice day, dick? Yeah, no, I don't. I absolutely don't think about the person at all. I don't care. If I catch it, I catch it. If I don't, I don't. Like, it's, you know, it's not my job to fucking scan the groceries.
But if it was a money thing, if someone gave me too much change back, I would immediately fucking rectify
that. Yeah.
Like that person's going to get in trouble and it's going to come out of their paycheck and that's fine.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Like some fucking dude at Target who accidentally.
Money.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
Oh, you wouldn't, you still would. Oh,
no, I don't care about the person.
You would still fix it.
Though, if they gave me $50 back and I'm like, whoa, I only gave you a 20. Like, I'm giving you the money back.
Right.
I'm not going to keep it, but I don't care about the person. Like they're an idiot.
I feel like there's karma too, to be honest, man. Have I told the story?
About I broke the karma thing. Like I used to think that and it used to fuck with me. Now I don't, now I'm like, fucking, there is no karma and it doesn't bother me no
more. Have I told the Chipotle story on the podcast where I found $226?
Maybe.
And then I waited.
That's a specific number.
It was 200 because I remember.
Very specific
number. It was like a fucking thing that happened in my life.
I would want to find somebody. See, now that I would want somebody, if they found my wallet and I had money in it, or just my wallet, even if I didn't have any money in it. give it back.
This was straight up $200 bills, like just fucking super tight folded on the ground. I reached down to pick it up. It could have been a dollar as far as when I picked it up.
Somebody, it fell
I
out
saw
a hundred
and I was like, fuck. And I was like, the person wasn't, I don't even know who was in front of me. I was looking at the fucking sauce. I wasn't paying attention. And I don't even think it was them probably. Right. So then I went outside and sat in the fucking car and looked in this fucking packed ass Chipotle. And I was like, is it one of the people sitting there? Did they get their food to go? If I give this to the manager, are they going to fucking keep it? Yes. And I was like, I found it. Fuck. What do I do? And I was like, do I go to every table and say, did anyone lose any money? How much did you lose? And ask 37 fucking people. So I waited and waited until people shuffled out. And I was like, no one had a fucking panic look. I don't know what to do. And I ended up keeping it. And I got 4 flat tires in 1 month.
Damn, dude.
I swear to fucking God, that's a true story. And spent every bit of that fucking money on tires. Like pretty much with my Pet Boys ass fucking
that's
two
cool,
tires.
You got new tires.
Yeah, that's true.
I did get new tires. That,
I mean, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's, you know.
It sort of stood out.
Yeah, I mean, it worked itself out. You know what I'm saying? It's not karma. Right. You just needed
there
new
was
tires.
There was the inconvenience of getting them all separately on the side of the fucking road and shit when I was trying to clean
the wheels. That's definitely part of it.
Yeah, but who? Yeah, I don't know. What are you going to do?
That's how I navigated that, and that's how it worked out. So I don't do that. If I find money, I'm
it's because you thought about
put
it
in
too
a charity
much.
Jar or something.
You thought about it too much.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a 3-part question, and there's one part specifically asked to each one of us.
Okay.
It's a question by Ian Luth. Brent, favorite guitar you own?
My acoustic is my Yamaha classical. It's like the Nippon Gaki. Yeah, Nippon Gaki. I have like a 1979 Nippon Gaki classical Yamaha. And I call it my Willie Nelson guitar. That fucking thing sounds amazing. Yep. I got it for $70 on Craigslist. And then my favorite.
I actually searched for one.
Yeah, to try to find
one. I finally found one.
It's a Nippon Gaki G100A.
Yeah.
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 And then, but yours is probably newer. Like mine's some weird asshole. And you got an old one?
It's used. Yeah. It's old. They don't make them anymore.
Well, here's the problem with the serial number. This is like super nerdy guitar shit. With the serial number, the way Yamaha works, you don't know what decade it is. It could be 79, 89, 99, 2009. It's because of the way the numbers work out. You can't fucking figure it out. But the only way I know mine's like fucking 79 is the fucking machine heads, like the ivory or plastic machine heads, are like fucking yellow as fuck.
And mine are too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's used. So, it's old.
That guitar is amazing. And then the other guitar I have is what I call my Frankenstrat, and it's a fucking Squire body that I heated up and with a heat gun and peeled all the black fucking enamel off of it. So it's just wood grain. And then I took some shit from my like 1994 Strat from high school and put the pit guard and all the electronics over into it. And then someone gave me a fucking Mexican like anniversary edition Telecaster neck, and I dremeled out the neck pocket on the Strat body and put a Telecaster neck on it. So it's a real fucking unique weird ass. And then I blocked off the tremolo with a piece of 2x4. So it's a fucking real Frankenstein, but that thing sustains for fucking ever. And I just like the way the wood grain looks. I'll post a picture or something. That's my two favorite guitars.
You should. People will be into guitar.
Didn't your dad make a paper mache guitar or something?
My dad? My stepdad. Awesome.
Yeah,
it sounds like shit, but the accomplishment. He used to do weird ass shit. That's where I get some of my stuff from for sure. Like the nurture versus nature. He made an entire guitar out of newspaper. Less the neck, but the body of the acoustic guitar is out of pressed layers of like fucking glue, water, and like paper mache, and it made a hard body guitar. And honestly, it might like sound wise, projection wise, it probably would sound okay. But making a guitar neck and sawing out frets and intonation, there's a fucking science to that shit. And round one, it ain't coming out good. And that thing sounded... My brother has that guitar, I think.
Oh, does he? Really?
That's
pretty awesome.
I don't know if my brother has that. My brother has a different guitar he made. I don't know where that newspaper guitar is. My dad has it, I think.
You need to find it.
We don't talk. Yeah.
Okay.
He talked to dragons and now we don't talk anymore.
Yeah. We'll kill him.
Part two of the question is directed at me. And again, from Ian Luth. Dave, favorite vegan protein?
You supplement protein?
No.
He's just in general, I think.
Yeah, green beans.
Oh, real, just a food. Oh, okay.
I think my...
How does he get his protein?
I think my favorite, like, as far as a specific recipe goes, like, since I've become vegan, it's actually in a cookbook, which is an amazing cookbook called the Veganomicon.
I like Tetranomicon.
And it's got a lot of
Necronomicon.
It's nothing but vegan food, but there's a recipe in there to make sloppy joes with lentils instead of ground beef. And it's fucking amazing.
Don't say it tastes like.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't taste anything. It doesn't taste anything like Sloppy Joe's, but it's a delicious dish.
Why do they call it Sloppy Joe's? Why can't vegans get their own fucking name for food?
Well, they don't call it Sloppy Joe's, but it says
they call it Sloppy Lentils.
I think they call it Sloppy Jane's.
Ooh.
Is what I think they call
Sloppy
it.
James?
Sloppy Jane's.
Jane's.
Oh, Jane's.
Oh, nice.
But I just made for the first time
I know her.
Yesterday, actually, I made... Satan, which isn't Satan, but the wheat gluten based protein called Satan that you can make.
Is it called Satan because the devil?
It's
S-E-I-T-A-N.
Satan.
Satan. Satan. I don't know. I just call it Satan.
Yeah, nice.
But I made a big batch of it yesterday, and it's I took a small bite of it, and it's really fucking delicious.
What would you liken it to? That sounds weird.
I wouldn't liken it to anything.
No werewolf jokes, say.
I was going to say.
It doesn't taste like anything that you would describe.
Is it five times the size of any other seitan?
I mean, it's not like cream of wheat or something, as it sounds.
No, it's like a meat substitute. It's in texture. Mm-hmm. The thing that I made like is probably 95% texture of a well-done pork chop.
Oh, really?
Does it change in the moonlight when there's a full moon?
No.
And then you put what in it to flavor it? The salt?
Tofurkey.
No, it's vital wheat gluten. It's garbanzo flour. It's nutritional yeast, so the yeast lords are happy. Soy sauce, onion powder, paprika, some spices.
And it's sort of pork choppy. Huh? And then it has that pop like a pork chop, that bite.
The one that I made. Yeah. It's huge. Most fake meats that you get are, even though they won't necessarily say that's what it's made out of, like most is that.
I'll be like honest, I used to eat, because I was vegetarian for a little while, and I would go to China Bistro in town, and they had garlic tofu, and it was pretty good, but I have to say it tasted like garlic French toast with rice. It was like, that's as close as I could get to the texture. It was very fucking French toasty, but it was good. I used to eat the fuck out of that all the time.
I'll bring some seitan for you next week.
Nope. And pickles, and all these other things you're going to bring that never show up.
Oh. You bring us the nasty ass tofurkey.
You didn't bring
tofurkey.
Any of the things you say you're going to bring. Never.
You bring us the tofurkey. That was horrible.
Oh, Brad. He did bring that shit. That
again, are you enjoying Destiny 2?
When I get to play it.
Is that out? Oh, it is out.
Yeah, I haven't played in months.
I'll be honest. I watched the preview for that, and I didn't know it was for Destiny 2. I was like, God damn, look at this shit. Simulation theory is around the corner. This fucking graphics and real gameplay.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking crazy. I was like, is that real gameplay? And James like, yeah. I was like, fuck. And it's all Destiny 2. I was like, oh shit, that's what you guys are playing all the time.
Yeah. No, like it's said, a good game. It's
as far
a
as
good
pastimes,
game.
I'm all, I'm playing guitar. That looks like fun, but listening to you guys talk about it, I don't have the energy. There's no way I can be like, oh, I need class 5 armor if you go over and it's going to drop on level 2 if you go through and spawn. We got a team to walk you through this. No way. I can't do all that fucking shit.
It's nice. It's like anything. It's like any sport, really. Like playing golf. You go out to play golf and you kind of forget about everything except playing golf.
I just don't
or
think
Or going
I would,
shooting
to,
or no, to, riding or
the effort
fucking
involved
whatever.
To be knowledgeable enough to play that fucking game. And you just, it seems crazy.
It's the same as anything else. You just get it. Like you just go along and it happens. Like there's,
it turned me off. It was not good. Yeah.
It's just James is really nerdy.
Yeah, he really goes off on that stuff.
So it is fun though. It
coming,
is fun.
Coming if, from fucking the Magic card yeah. players that both also play
that's
those
a video fucking
games.
That's an intellectual's game.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
And douchebags.
Yeah. It is.
It's one or the other. Yeah. Tom Waits. You love him or hate him?
One or the other.
It's, no, you don't love him or hate him. You love him or you've never heard of him.
It's not in one or the other. It's you're a douchebag.
Maybe you start out intellectual and you end up a douchebag because you're like smarter than everybody. It's the whole pickle jar thing. Yeah.
The non douchebags don't last. You have to be a douchebag.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
All right.
Callie Purcell asks, if you could look in the president's, quote, book of secrets and get confirmation on any historical subject or conspiracy, what would it be?
Mine's between aliens and 9/11. I think aliens, though. I would want to know definitively, like, yes, there are fucking aliens that visit us. They do fucking exist. Yeah, 9/11, that's an inside job. I already know. So I don't even need any president book for that shit. Aliens is my choice. I want to see... I don't know. Is it just Roswell? Do I have to pick a specific event? I mean, I guess that would be like, yeah, those were aliens.
No, I think you could just the whole topic, the whole conspiracy.
I
want to
know
whatever.
About aliens. God, that drives me crazy. Is there really a book of secrets the president has? Or is that just Nicolas Cage making shit up?
He's not the president.
No, but he finds the book of secrets in National Treasure.
Now that's true.
Yeah.
I gotta go with you on that one. I have to say I would immediately, like if I was president and could ask, I would immediately want to know about that. And I think less than, I don't think I would want to know, like in general, yes, we have confirmation that there is intelligent life. I'm more curious, do we have, like, are they out there? Have we communicated with them? And do we have like treaties and agreements?
Right.
Like, that's what I want to know. Like,
didn't Clinton or someone, like he was on a talk show and they're like, did you fucking ask about aliens? Like, it was like the first thing they fucking asked. and they didn't answer him. They told him they couldn't tell him or some shit.
Oh, I vaguely remember. I think it was
Bill Clinton, or it might have been Obama.
I don't think that was aliens, though. I think that was the Illuminati. I think they asked him about Illuminati.
I think they asked him the aliens.
Yeah, it was about like Roswell or something. He said that was the first fucking thing he asked. And he's like, they didn't tell me. I was like, what? Fucking president? Or he's just, you know, he plays saxophone. Playing it up, fucks girls with cigars. He's clever.
Yeah.
I think I'm on board with that. Everything else you already kind of know.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you have a feeling like you're probably right, but it's like, I'm not going to waste that shit on if we landed on the moon when I could find out if, like, there's aliens.
Right.
Aliens is it. That's
because at the end of the day, like, if they if it's like, oh, well, I get one question on and I find out, oh, fucking Ronnie Jones killed the fucking president. I really don't give a shit. I don't give a shit who killed Kennedy.
Unless the origin of the universe is in this book.
Yeah.
But yeah.
If it came out that, oh, the United States government, Lyndon Johnson conspired to kill JFK, you're like,
that's cool. Yeah, whatever.
Makes sense.
I suppose I'd like to peruse the table of contents if it wasn't revealing.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, that's all. Secrets to the universe, chapter 6. You know.
Yeah, if you could peruse them, as you say. Kind of look, because there might be something more than aliens. What? You're like, what is that?
It's all pyramids. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Planet Nibiru.
Yeah. Chapter 3, the sun is actually a Snickers bar. Whoa, what? You got to show me chapter 3. What the fuck are you talking about? I guess that's a good point. If there's nothing particularly.
It's like you open it up. Welcome to the Truman Show. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it says simulation.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You open it up and it's just the script of your day. Like.
You read it's all. As he reads the book, he turns the page. He sees chapter 5 and he moves on. Like, no! What's happening right now? You're just reading everything you're doing. He's confused. He pauses.
He suddenly thinks, I should never have opened this book.
He's going to ask about aliens. God damn it.
He closes the book. He opens the book. He runs away.
No, I would have to. Because everything else I don't really. I mean, at the end of the day, that doesn't change my view of the fucking universe.
Yeah. Even aliens don't, because there's...
Of course there are. Did they come here yet is the question. That's why I'm curious about, like, agreements. Like, yes, there are intelligent aliens that are out there, whether they've come here or not, I don't know.
And how would you talk to them, though? Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Like,
well, they would have an advanced communication. They would figure something out. There'd be some weird Rosetta
It's like
Stone.
A butt translator.
Have you seen Arrival?
Yes, I've seen Arrival. It's
I'm
not
sorry
real.
For annoying you, Brad. But, yeah. I mean, they come up with something. You know what I mean? A Rosetta Stone of some sort, or they're telepathic, you know? I don't know. I thought Arrival was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was okay, but that was bullshit.
Yeah. I did too.
It was bullshit. I was angry the whole time.
It was science. You know, it was science fiction, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not based on a true story.
I know that.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying it's bullshit.
Why were you angry?
Just because.
I'm angry.
The way that they came up with the language is, nah. But anyway, moving on.
Josh Burton asks.
Yeah. Oh, Dick
what
in the jaw.
What do dicks taste like? I don't know, Josh. You tell me.
Close. Is the, quote, sexual tension between Brent and Brad ever going anywhere?
Apparently not. I asked. I got shut down, and I was kidding anyway, so I guess I'll talk to my brother about what the fuck's going on. With the
I mean, unless
holes.
You go tranny.
I have to go tranny? How do I do that?
You mean get a boob job and fucking start looking good?
Start looking good. I do have to point out in this question... And I don't know what Josh Burton's saying here, but I'm just, I don't know. Maybe it's because I studied too much poetry as part of my job, but he capitalizes tension, but not sexual.
Mm-hmm.
And then he capitalizes Brent, but not Brad.
Mm.
So what does it mean to you? What are you deducing from this? The importance, like some kind of Freudian...
Well, I think since he's, it might be quite accurate because he doesn't capitalize
Brent
Brad.
Brent has tension and Brad
does Brent
not.
Has more. I think he read that accurately.
Yeah, he capitalizes tension and Brent and he doesn't capitalize Brad or sexual.
Yeah.
I think that means that he's turned on by Brent's tension, but not by Brad's sexuality.
Well, I think what needs to happen is I need to let it go. I mean, it was a one-time thing. It happened. It was, you know. It was just we were drunk and like it's not going to happen again. It's not going anywhere.
It was college.
Yeah, it didn't.
It was just
anything.
Like Gandhi. If you just let it your vital fluids store up and you'll become more powerful.
Yeah, I'm always leaking. That's why Brent won't fight me in the board shorts.
That's
it's always a mess. I'm like a male squirter.
He's always afraid of. It's like a super soaker over here. Yeah, he's always afraid of the leakage.
Leaky seal.
Yeah, did you put oil on again? Oh God damn it!
I think that's it for the questions. Here's one more. Brian Bernier, who would play each of you in the movie of your lives?
Wesley Snipes, for sure.
Yeah. Mm, good one.
Mm, that is a good one. God damn it.
It has to be some beef flick ass actor. Like, how are we, what is our legacy right now?
Beef flick?
Well, no, like, you know, something massive happens and you become like, oh, everybody wants famous? To see.
I say Jax from, fucking Ooh, Sons of Anarchy.
I'll take Jax. Yeah, yeah, no, I'll take that.
Good.
Yeah, can't think of his name.
Yeah, I think Brad Pitt plays me. I think it's good.
Of course.
Anybody but Sinbad is my vote.
It is bad. Too bad.
I think you have to have Sinbad.
No. Sinbad.
That's a good one. It's his comeback.
Or that's Shaq. Comeback.
Or Shaq.
Yeah, can Shaq play you?
Ooh, Shaq.
Ooh, that'd be fucking dope.
He has to be a genie, though.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. Shaq dressed as a genie can play me the whole time.
That's fucking great.
He's just sitting at a typewriter writing sci-fi novels. It's
fucking fantastic.
In a genie suit?
Yeah,
that's fucking great. His feet hanging off the edge of my bed.
That just made... That just
has a curly toe, though.
Dude, that just made Dave's life way better. Yeah.
That's fucking fantastic. I love it. Yeah. I want to see Shaq walk around holding my fucking mini chihuahua.
Yeah.
Like to make it look even smaller.
Yeah. And mine's Brad Pitt from Snatch, where he's fucking gypsy. Mm, nice. The exact character. That's just me.
Right.
Sexy is what you mean.
Well, just the way he talks and everything. I didn't see him as sexy, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Maybe sometimes Shaq would wear his like NBA clothes. Not dressed like a genie, he would be dressed in like full NBA gear.
Is that a fantasy?
NBA pajamas.
No, I just think those would be. Kind of like, no, those would be the.
Like, that you
would
thought
be,
about it.
No, yeah. Those
you
would
sat
be,
here and were thinking.
Well, no, I was, trying,
was talking about Brad Pitt being sexy, and then you're talking about Shaq.
I was trying to think
NBA
of what else
now.
He could wear if it wasn't just a genie outfit, and that's about, the only other thing that makes sense.
How about normal clothes?
No.
Dave's all, maybe he hasn't shaved in a couple days.
Yeah. Maybe he's oiled down, looks like Terry Crews.
He's been working on a car, he's got grease on him.
Terry Crews, I think Terry Crews could play me good. I think that'd be
good. Terry Crews could play you good. Yeah, I think Terry Crews should play you. Yeah. That'd be fucking awesome.
Terry Crews is pretty awesome.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. But then if that's happening, you got to ditch Jax and go back to Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Because that way it's Jax all black.
I was pretty stoked on that.
I think he has to get somebody whiter, though.
No,
really white.
If you're doing Terry Crews, I think you should go for.
That's because he's black. That's because he fucking has rap albums and shit.
I don't.
Yeah.
It's not about that.
I told you I found that one and the fucking foil was messed up on the top.
Was it?
Yeah.
I have it, but anyway. That's old.
I hate you. Do you have it?
Yeah.
How weird it's SK though, right? Isn't that weird?
Yep.
That's SK. Weird.
My first rap group that I ever had was Serial Killers.
No, serial killers SK. And then Suicide Kings.
Suicide Kings. Yeah, now we do Sofa King podcast. Yeah.
And that's weird because you didn't. I picked Sofa King. That wasn't even. Yeah, that's weird. Damn, that is weird.
Just the wrong SKs.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask one more question.
Okay.
Jenna Corbett.
Oh, man. This could be anything.
If we are camping, very specific.
Oh, hold on.
Very specific.
I need to give her
layout.
Credit. She sent us a present. Jesus Christ. A present last week.
Which president?
She sent us a present last week, and I have not taken a picture and shown it on the world, but I opened a cardboard box, and I knew immediately when I opened this fucking box, I looked down into the box, and there was a basket, and it had lotion in it, and I was like, I fucking know exactly what this shit is, because I knew it was her, because it said taxidermist on the fucking return address, and when I opened it and saw it, and then there was a note in the bottom that says, it puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. And then I reached down and pulled the little dollar store basket out and it had fucking lotion.
And I was there when you opened it. And I remember because the
I don't know what that's in reference.
That's
to.
From Silence of the Lambs. It's the dude that makes the suits out of people's skin. And he has a person in the well. Buffalo Bill has a person in the well. And he just says, it puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. And then it just fucking
lowers a basket with lotion.
Cause it wants to keep the skin soft. If you peel the skin suit off. So it's nice skin.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Anyway, I remember when you got the package because the mailman was still here and you were like...
He wanted to see it.
You picked it up and he said, oh, and here's one for Sofa King. And you looked and when you saw that it was Jenna Corbett, you said, this box could literally have anything in it.
I thought it might have like an animal
carcass
or something.
I did too. And you cut it open with the,
like a fucking
with the knife.
Tongue.
And at that point we were like, this could literally have fucking anything in it.
The only thing that made me feel okay is because the box wasn't that heavy. I was like, God, if there's a fucking like tongue in here or like a fucking severed pig fucking foot or some shit, fucking paw. It could have been something.
So, okay. So Jenna Corbett asks, if we are camping.
I forgot she didn't ask the question yet.
And you wake up with a condom hanging out of your ass, would you tell anybody?
Wait, who's camping? Me and her?
No, if we're camping.
If the three of us are camping, yeah. And I wake up with a condom, I'm like, what is that? And I reach back, it's all pop. It's like rubber bands back at my butthole. I'd just be glad you wore a condom. It means we didn't really touch, so it wasn't gay. I'm not telling anyone because you guys already know. Yeah. Actually, I would probably get on the podcast and just spill my guts since the shit's confessional for some reason. Podcast is like truth serum. Just fucking tell all your embarrassing shit.
You lie all the time.
I lie all the time? About what? The McDonald's incident?
Free being born like
Serpentine. You don't want me to get into it.
So I was
20. Instead of rising questions, then you'll be like, nope. I don't know. No. Yeah.
I was closer to the McDonald's than I said when I adjusted my pants with Shamrock Shake.
The green penis coming back?
The gay sex jokes are funny when we do it.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know.
I like that reaction. That's it. Those are the only questions.
Dave didn't answer. There you go. There's your answers.
Hey, check us out on social media, at Facebook on everything and our Instagram.
At Facebook on everything.
Yeah. Also,
you can find us at.
Yeah. Insta Nuggets.
Yeah. Face Neck.
Yeah.
Instaberry.
Yeah. What's the other one, Dave?
Face Neck. You plant. All of them.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be on there.
SaucySaturdays.com. If you look for my profile, I don't want to get my name out. Just message me if you're on Saucy Saturdays, and I'll give you my profile.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have a special rap to play, right?
Oh, we do have a rap for the
Is
patrons.
It a rap?
Yeah. Well, not really. It's a funny skit, I should say, compared to Brad. It's not a rap. Sinead Watt. It's her. It's her birthday.
Sinead Watskins. Yeah.
Sinead O'Connor. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You crazy Canadian bitch.
Dirty whore.
And I still didn't fill out my fucking Secret Santa questions. I opened my laptop. It's so many fucking questions to answer.
Just fucking answer them.
I fucking tried. It's a ton. It's like taking a fucking test. I feel like I was in high school again. Jesus Christ.
Didn't really take that long.
Yeah. Did you do it?
Yeah.
You're a professor.
Yeah. I wonder if she knew.
Will you do mine for me?
I wonder if she knew how many questions it was because she's a beady-eyed Canadian. It looked smaller.
How many questions was it?
It's the same amount.
As what? What fucking vague-ass question is that? Same
as a driver's test?
I thought it was a fucking great answer. Was a fucking great answer.
It was
answer.
Good, but you confused me and
exactly.
How many questions? Same amount I answered. Same amount I answered.
Same amount.
Yep. Fuck.
That was a great answer.
All right.
So
I'm glad you're proud of yourself.
So coming up though.
Did you see my face?
I did. It was fantastic.
My eyes almost popped out of my head.
How many was it? Blue? What?
fucking confused still.
So if you're not on Patreon, you don't get shit early and you don't get prizes. But if you are, this stuff will all be out on Sundays. So go to patreon.com/sofakingpodcast. Next week, I'm trying to get Brad and Dave to do this with me because so far I have to play 57 characters and it's my new OCD, but I'm trying to get Brad and Dave to do this with me. But next up is, whatever the fuck this shit is. I don't know what it is. Something I made in the basement.
All right.
Don't be retarded.
Und jetzt Voltaire, the party started. This one goes out to Patreon. Nobody touched the EQ. Yo soy padre de las palomas.
We're going to hell for.
Hey, what's up, Voltaire? Unsta Gunsta. Do you want to do the Patreon shout out with me? I might jump in. Oh, Charlie McGinn, where do I begin? You suck dicks like you're trying to win. Dan Beggs, I heard your dad's a pedophile. I heard that's how you learn that trick where you run doggy style. Megan Ridley's got every STD. That bitch was born on her knees. Hey, Helen Christ, I heard your pussy's possessed by demons. Too bad there's no exorcism for old stinky semen. Jason Willick, I heard you come too quick. Rosie Herstick, you wrote the book on sucking dick. Uns Jackie Stevens, you should probably take a shower. The smell of your queef's becoming an evil superpower. Hey, Josh Lauderdale, I heard you fuck some chicks. but that doesn't make up for sucking 37 dicks. Hey man, can someone point me in the right direction? I was looking for prostitutes, and I think I took a wrong turn back there. Hey Voltaire, who's that dude pushing all the buttons on the computer over there while we rap? Unsta, I thought he came with you. Looks like your type. Mi nombre es Brentano. Soy Chicano Blanco.
Las palomas son mi raza. ¿Qué decir? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? Bienvenido a mi casa.
¿Por qué me mira? Unsta hip hop. Dame tu dinero.
Hey, anybody want to go cow tipping with me?
Palomas.
37th parallel.
No mas.
Last chance, man.
I think someone touched my EQ.
No mas.
Hey, man. Does that sign say taxidermy? Sounds like fun to me. Let's go in there, man. See if Christy Quinn and Michelle Campbell are working. I'll have to go back to my house and get some Lysol and rubber gloves if that's the case. Maybe some Gatorade. It's gonna be a long night.
Palomas.
Pigeon. Pigeon. Pigeon.
Watch me do my thing, lost into my singing. Hot like New Orleans and cars be crewing jeans, yeah.
We're not awake, sterile and vacant. Living in conditions of the modern matrix. Only paying rounds on a proper naked. Only point I made with the bullet was a paper. Ain't here to fight some dude to fuck a fan with a spouse. Rather light your mood to burn it down with a house. Get your hype from the groove on account of the bounce. And the galact on cruise up or down on a couch. Status never mattered, ever acted with a luck. Christine Aguilera, just let yourself go. Matter pressure and endeavor, that is better left. Christine, track a record to let your own up. Oh, the would be kings, even homeless. Kingdoms are roam just a slap a rapper, lost a lynch, no. To the gathering, the no and longer matter like a black hole.
And it's all good. And it's all good. And it's all good. I feel like Bobby Fischer, always four moves ahead of my competition. Listen.
Chance when I rumble, the old call me champ, but the jungle is fitting. I'ma get drunk and dance like your uncle, till I'm all hands like your uncle, I'm kidding. The venom is in venom, when I enter, then it's over. When I'm spinning venom, I'm as generous as Oprah. You get a scar, you get a scar, you get a scar. Me drunk in the back of a rental car. Pat Benatar, bro, loves a battlefield. Here to get you where you see like a battle drill. I'm in the saddle still, a little saddle sore. Smash me out the stratosphere, flashy as a matador. When I'm just like Theo's dad, in a Coogee, listening to Coogee rap. I won't beat around a bush like a 70s porn. I make you wish that you'd never been born. All, and it's all
and
good.
It's all good.
We can fire up the Nile, Prince Harry. Fuck the high life, we can vibe live. We can buy lines hanging from a high line, but just married.
I'll turn the iPhone into a blood sport. I make pea soup out of a pea brain. They wanna run this youth slap parkour. I'd rather run these tracks like a steam train. Like a steam train. Like a steam train. Like a steam train.